Oh, hi there, stranger. Look, there's no need to be afraid. I'm not here to hurt you or steal from you or anything else, so calm down. Look at me, I'm all alone. Sitting in nothing but this long coat. What could I possibly do to someone like you? You want to see if I'm hiding anything under my coat? Oh, darling. I'm hiding a lot under this coat, but I plan to show you all of it eventually. So, I guess I might as well do it now. You look a little shocked, sweetheart. Now, are you willing to come and listen to me? You can stare at me in my lingerie all you want, or get a little closer. I don't bite, unless you want me to. Who am I? Well, so that's the thing. I'm Army, your girlfriend. Well, I suppose future girlfriend, to be completely clear. You can pick your jaw up off the floor. Yes, I'm from the future, and no, there's nothing to worry about. Or to screw up, just trust me. It'd be very complicated, but to be honest, I didn't come here to give you a lesson in time travel, so don't think about it too much. Oh, that wasn't why you were so amazed? Stop it. I'm so telling future you. I'm glad you think I'm way too hot to be your girlfriend, but I must say, you really are selling yourself short, handsome. I knew you'd like my lipstick. I asked future you about his favorite things in terms of me, and I gotta say, you don't stand a chance, mister. You're gonna catch feelings so fucking hard. Why am I here? Well, I'm here to have some fun with my beloved boyfriend before he even knew who I was. Oh, I can tell you all of this stuff because all you'll remember in the morning is a super hot dream that you had and a vague recollection of getting to have the best sex of your goddamn life. Well, this is actually pretty common in the future, I'm not gonna lie. As soon as we heard that we wouldn't really be able to influence the past, time travel became less about problem solving and more about reliving really good moments and having fun. Well, time travelers are monitored by an AI that detects if you're trying to impose physical or mental harm on others, or if someone is trying to impose or hurt me in any way. So don't worry, it's all rather sophisticated, so you don't have to worry about getting a little too rough with me and having me disappear on you. Oh, darling. It's okay. I know it's a lot to process. Just take your Oh, you're taking your pants off. Jesus Christ. And meanwhile, future you is telling me that I am insatiable? Well, yeah, I did just travel back in time to fuck you, so I guess that's fair. God, I love how hard you always get for me. You're allowed to look at me, you know. I keep seeing you avert your eyes whenever you take a quick little peek at my perky tits in this slutty lingerie. I'm your girlfriend, remember? I want you to look at my body. That's better. I love having your eyes all on me. Do you want me to press my tits together? I know how much you like my tits, silly, and I know basically everything about you. Like how much you like it when I kiss your neck, and how much you enjoy it when I take your hands and guide them to my big, spankable ass. Look at me in the eyes, darling. Smack your slutty little girlfriend's ass. Do it. So good. Thank you, baby. Now, are you ready for the real thing? Getting your cock sucked dry by the future love of your life? Oh, you're so sweet. Of course you don't have to use a condom. I am your girlfriend, after all. I love having my hands on your cock. I bet you want these pretty little lips wrapped around the base of your cock, don't you? Then grab my head and make me. Go ahead, don't be scared. You're so gentle. I can take a lot more than this, you know. Don't be afraid of hurting me. I can take a lot. Trust me. Here, I'll take your cock all the way down my throat and use my tongue to lick your balls at the same time. That way, I'll be sure you won't be overthinking things. So just focus on the pleasure, sweetie. Oh. I bet you like that. Want to do it again? Now, you'll have to push my head down this time, okay? Okay. Oh my god. Holy fuck, that was a big load. And thick too. I barely got it down in one go. You don't have to feel bad for coming. I loved it. I wouldn't give you the best blowjob of your life if I didn't want you to come, now would I? That would be cruel. Do you think I'm cruel? I didn't think so. So there's no reason for you to worry. Oh, fuck your heart again. Did kissing me really get you that excited? Oh, God, I love you so much. Oh, do you want to get me out of this pesky lingerie so you can see your future girlfriend in all her glory? Here it is, baby. Get a good look. Speechless, huh? Well, why don't you show me what you think instead? I'll just lie down and spread my legs all the way open like this. Oh, I didn't mention how flexible I was. Well, you can bend this body however you like, and I'll take it like a good little giggle slut that I am. For now, just get on top of me and dick me down as good as you can. Don't be shy. Come fuck your pretty future girlfriend. Oh, there you go. Good boy. Oh, you're such a good listener. I always love that about you. Now, don't worry about coming early, okay? Just do whatever makes you feel good. And I'll enjoy myself, too. Oh, I'm just gonna rub my clit while you fuck me. Of course you can touch my tits. That's really sweet that you asked me, but my body is yours, darling. Feel free to grab, squeeze, and spank any part of me that you like. Your mouth feels, oh, so good. Oh, it feels so nice on my nipples. You can suck a little harder. That's better. Keep doing that. Can you feel my nails digging into your back? You feel so fucking good. You're fucking mine. Ugh, fuck me like it deserved to get fucked, baby. Pound me as hard as you can. Oh, fuck. I'm close. Just hold me a little longer. Don't come yet. Oh, resist coming into my tight, hot pussy that's squeezing around your throbbing cock, baby. Just a little longer, okay? You're doing great. Oh, fuck. You're doing so well. Yes, I'm so fucking close. Don't change anything. Go faster. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make your girlfriend from the future come on your fucking cock. You're gonna make me come so fucking hard. Keep fucking me. Yes, you can come inside me. Oh, fill me up. Fill me with that thick fucking cream pie. Oh, fuck, that's the stuff. Oh. Oh. Just lie down next to me here. You're probably exhausted. When you wake up, I'll probably be gone. And you won't remember me. But I absolutely loved it. Why did I visit you? Well, I knew you were going to start asking questions at some point. You see, I kept most of my future stuff pretty vague because I didn't want to see you get upset. I'm from the future, but I didn't travel back in time the way you think I did. It's not like a time machine or anything like that. Time travel doesn't even really exist, per se. I just didn't want you to start asking too many questions. I came to you through the memories of my boyfriend. He has, temporarily uploaded parts of his memory, which I can experience in any way, like you can experience games in virtual reality, although it's much more complex and much more realistic than the VR from your time, of course. I just wanted to see you. I've been going back in time a lot like this, quite a few times now. Visiting several past versions of you, from your 18th birthday all the way to when we got together. Look, future you is very sick. I don't want to overwhelm you with the details, but there's not much hope. And you didn't want to remember. You didn't want me to remember you the way he is, or I guess the way you are right now. So, typical of him, of you, he just wants me to be happy, to revisit good memories of him and I, and to make a few of our fantasies come true, like visiting a version of him, or I guess you. Again, I'm sorry, this is all still very confusing to me. I wanted to fulfill my fantasy of being with you before we even knew each other. I wanted to see, how different it would be. But every memory, new or old, fantasy or reality, every memory with you is always sheer perfection. And he didn't want me to be obsessed with him after he died. He didn't want me to upload his memories because he knew that I would spend every single moment of my life reliving these amazing moments over and over again. So, this is my last chance to make all these fantasies of mine come true. And my last chance to be with you, even though you're not even real. It felt real to me. and I'm guessing it felt real for you too, judging from the confusion and shock in your eyes. Of course, I will continue having real experiences with the real you until the very last moment. But to my mind, this is as real as sitting next to you in your bed in the hospital. Seeing you smile and enjoy yourself like that. Oh, there's not a thing or a person in the world that could convince me that something so magical is fake. And don't worry, darling. I will continue fighting for you and be there for you until the very end. But for now, I hope you're just willing to sit with me in this simulation and pretend with me that everything is all right. I really need that right now. I love you. Now.